Thank you, Father, for your amazing presence that is right here amongst us, that is out there online. Lord, wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, the Bible says you will be I am in their midst. So we don't expect ordinary. God, every time we come together in your name, we expect supernatural. We expect the divine. We expect a free flow of the Spirit of the living God in such a way that limits are destroyed, yokes are broken, burdens are removed from off the shoulders of your people. Life is infused into men and women and young people and children, that the glory of God manifests in a brand new way, in a fresh way. Because the Bible says the glory of the latter house will far surpass the former. We don't expect stale glory. We don't expect same experience. We expect a new thing. Lord, we expect to see you like we never have before. We expect a fresh touch from you in your presence. A fresh touch from Jesus. We expect you, Lord, to be magnified. You alone to be glorified. To sit upon the throne rooms of our very hearts. To take your place. God, that in every word we hear, in every song we sing, in every prayer, we can see Jesus sitting on the throne room of our very heart. Father, with every disbursement of your graces and your anointings, everything that you do, we can see Jesus sitting right there at the throne room of every heart. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being here. Thank you for what you have prepared for us. We have great confidence. We trust you completely, and we are confident in your unprecedented arrangement for our lives. Your unprecedented arrangement for this service, for this new day, for this new week, for this new month. We are confident. We look up to you. We look up to you. Let the healing virtue of the Holy Spirit move. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing right now. Joint pains, I command you to lose your hold. Arthritis, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Every manifestation of sickness, I command you lose your hold right now. Come on, wherever you feel any sickness, any pain, touch, put your hands over there. In the name of Jesus, I declare the healing virtue of the Holy Spirit to flow from the top of the heads of God's people right to their toes in the name of Jesus. Everything that is not feeling right, whether it's at the top of your head, whether it's somewhere in your organs, somewhere in your midsection, whatever system, your reproductive system, your circulatory system, your central nervous system, your spinal cord, your wherever, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be free. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. I command the life of God to come afresh into the organs of your body in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he renews your youth like the eagles. That means God is turning. He's turning oldness into newness. He's turning oldness into youth. In the name of Jesus, he's taking cells and nerves, and he's taking vessels that are aging and that are cracking up and that are degenerating, and he's He's breathing fresh life upon them according to the word of God. So you receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. Whatever you could not do, say, I can do that in the name of Jesus. I have the life of God within me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am that I am through the grace of God. I am that I am is manifesting itself in my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen. Don't just stop for you. Take it for your loved ones. Take it for the members of your household. Take it for everyone that you know who is suffering any kind of infirmity right now. Release in the name of Jesus. Release in the name of Jesus. Release in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy to receive the glory. You are worthy to receive the praise. We honor you. We honor you. Put your hands on your eyes in the name of Jesus. Say, I see clearly wondrous things in the word of God. What I could not see before, I see now in the name of Jesus. The eyes of my understanding are enlightened so that I can see. There is no blindness for me. No spiritual blindness, no natural blindness in the name of Jesus. Every veil is taken off of my eyes because the Bible says the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Bible says when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be removed. I turn to the Lord, every veil is removed. I turn to the Lord, every veil is removed. I receive revelation knowledge. Not just revelation knowledge, but revelation experience. The experience of God in a brand new way. The divine everything in the name of Jesus. Everything that God has ordained for every area of my life, I lay hold upon right now in the name of Jesus. I declare by the power of God, by the blood of Jesus, and by the working of the Holy Spirit, I am totally free from every bondage, from every yoke, from every limitation, from every hindrance in the name of Jesus. Depression has no place around my life. Depression has no place around my life. Emotional turbulence has no place around my life. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God has set me free. Therefore, I am free indeed. I have no confusion. I can see clearly. I can think clearly. I can make sound decisions in the name of Jesus. I have the wisdom of God. I have the wisdom of God from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. The resurrection life of God, the Zoe life of God is made manifest. Everything that was dead, everything that was asleep, everything that was hindered, I command you release in the name of Jesus. I walk in the newness of life, the law of the life of God, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is walking in me. He's working in me. He's working in me. He's working in me. I'm a new man. I'm a new woman. Glory showing up. Glory showing up. Everywhere I go, everything I do, there is no sickness in my household, no sickness in my physical body. I am alive and well. I will live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. No weapon that is fashioned against me shall ever prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn. This is my heritage. This is my heritage. My righteousness is of him because I'm a servant of the living God. Father, I give you the praise. Go right ahead and give the Lord a shout of praise because he deserves it. Come on. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name, somebody. Come on. Give him the glory and the praise. Come on. Exalt his holy name. Exalt his holy name. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Please go ahead and be seated. Thank you so much for joining us for this service today. For those that are online, thank you for being with us today. We're truly excited to be in God's presence. We're always very excited. But, you know, every now and then we just feel something different that the Lord is doing. And this morning I kind of feel something different. I don't know exactly what it is, but I can feel it in the spirit. I'm very excited about it. So, you know, just fall free. Let the Holy Spirit move. Amen. Let him do his thing. Amen. Hallelujah. We will still close on time, okay? Don't be afraid. We have a divine appointment with God. We'll close on time. Amen. If you have your confessions, your 2022 confessions, I really like these cards. I like them very much. Whoever designed them was very inspired. I don't know who did, but, well, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to know who did. I just want to know that they were very inspired. May God continue to inspire them. Amen, amen. I just love them. I mean, it's amazing. You think it's more than a card. You know, you think it's money. I woke up yesterday morning. I found myself clutching my Bible on the bed. I was just clutching that Bible so strong. I thought to myself, uh-oh. Something good is happening here. Hallelujah. And when I pulled out that confession, that card, and set my eye on one particular paragraph, I set my eye on that paragraph, thought to myself, the devil is in trouble. The devil is in trouble. Woo-hoo! Glory to God. All right, let's take our confession. I might go over a few things there. I want to actually take some time and minister out of that message from a couple of weeks ago, which they have uploaded on the website. Unfortunately, we didn't have very, very clear instructions. Those things that Pastor Tino had together didn't load. I hope we can find a way of so. Because if you can, I want you to get it. Those of you who have a little time you can spare in just, you know, spending time around the Word. You know, sometimes we go through these intense times of fasting in February, in January. And everything is so powerful. And we're so. And then sometimes we come to February, we come to the end of January, and if you're not careful, just like that, in 1 week, many people lose everything they got in January. Many people do. Just like, in just a few days, there's no evidence that they ever had a fast. They just lost everything completely. That must not happen. That's why I'm trying to just stay right there in the spirit, right there. Let's just bridge this gap as we go into the next season of the year. Let's just bridge it, but let's not lose it. Let's not lose what we got. Because it's very easy to get back into all these things that we do, and we just forget. Sometimes somebody say, there's our year of divine. Divine what is that? Divine what? Oh, divine everything. Oh, praise God, sha. Divine everything. Glory to God, divine everything. They are no longer in touch with the reality of what they received just a few weeks ago. We must not let it happen. In your homes, I'm telling you now, in your homes, in your families, you hear yourself starting to speak like you used to speak 1 year ago, a few months ago. You start to say all these silly things, unbelieving things, complaining like you used to complain just a few months ago. Before you came into this new year, you went through that. You went through the fast. You receive all this anointing, all this great grace. You start hearing yourself saying those same. You stop yourself right there and say, stop that right. And you pull yourself by the ears. This is a new year for us. Amen. And you know, anyone, you know, some relative somewhere is, you know, one person sometime I was talking, they said to me, I hope it's not arthritis. I bind you and your mouth. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, all these things that people just throw out there casually, like, I mean, it's time to be serious. There's no room for sickness. I don't want to hear sickness. No room. Don't start all that something. You know, when you know, I just, you know, I think it's that thing that comes during the... No. No, no room. Stand your ground, shake it off. And be strong. Just go in the word. He is the Lord that healeth me. That's what the Bible says. He is the Lord that healeth me. If it's well, your knee, if it's the toe, if it's the elbow, if it's the shoulder, if it's the head, if it's the your spinal cord, whatever. Put your hand there. He is the Lord that healeth me. There's no room for sickness. Room for sickness. And so, you know, it's seasonal. It's seasonal, you know. There's no room for seasonal sickness. No room for seasonal sickness. Just reject it. I'm not saying you may not feel some symptoms, but while you are dealing with that, just fight it. And then don't start telling sorry stories, help me with my English, Lord. So start telling sorry stories so that people can feel sorry for you. So you can get some sympathy, because you know that's the only way you get sympathy. You have to tell people, pull over the blanket. Say, what's going on? Say, I don't know, my throat is scratching. Stop it from scratching. Get some tea. Yeah. Somebody introduced me recently to this, it was Pastor Lai, I think. Went to Vegas and bought me this ginger tea. And for a long time, I didn't drink that thing. And suddenly, one time, I was traveling in the night. I decided, I just want to try this ginger tea. I put it. Oh, my goodness. You have to order me more. You have to get me more. Order wherever you get. Tell your relative there. Let them send you pack. More pack. No, seriously. If you've never and introduce it, try it. Oh my goodness. And it's different from regular tea. It's not like a tea bag. It's like granules. You open that thing, you pour into that hot water. And I had no idea what this thing. I drank this thing. I went to bed, and in the night I was in dreams. I'm serious. I had visitations. When I woke up the following morning, I thought, wow, what was different about last night? Then I said, oh, ginger tea. You gotta get it. I was telling our son Edie a few days ago, because he also had this ginger tea something. It was not exactly like that one, but he gave me this particular ginger tea. Oh my God, it had a similar, but not as powerful as that one. But so I was saying to him, you know, there's this ginger tea from Vegas. I don't know if it's the people in Vegas or something on that tea, whatever. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. You can tell I'm excited. It's already 12:30. Don't worry, I'll close by 1. Wherever I get to, we have Elo next week. So I just want us to have fun before we leave today. Is that okay? Because I won't see your faces. I won't see your faces like this for another 2 weeks, right? I'm having too much fun. Somebody say, help him, Lord. The Bible does say, though, I don't know if you've seen that scripture before. The Bible does say in his presence, it doesn't say in his presence there is sadness. Like in his presence, people just get very serious, right? In his presence, those who are more spiritual, they are unresponsive. They're like, No. I'm feeling spiritual right now. And it's not even spiritual. I'm saying spiritual. Or you call it like this brother used to call it several years ago, one of my disciples, way back then in Kaduna. He used to try to make it heavier, like make it more powerful. We call this brother the chief, was what we called him. He's an architect, very good brother. But you know, when we're going through this thing, he wants to make it very heavy. He's spiritual. Spirit. I said, there's no H. There's no H in that thing. It's SP. It's not spiritual. It's spiritual. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. The Lord is just trying to heal you. No, seriously. Because laughter heals you. Do you know that? The reason many people are sick, they can't laugh. So right now, you don't have to pay me anything. God is just healing me through you. Hallelujah. No. Listen now. You are going to hear an Elo's message. You are going to hear an Elo's message next week. Because there's something, this is, and I'm serious with this. There's something super powerful about this theme that we're going to be studying during Elo. I started talking about it last year, somewhere towards the end of last year, but it's just grown. I'm telling you, it's super powerful. God can, look, if you are 50, God can make you 20, he can make you 25. All those things that are wearing out in your body, God can supernaturally shrink the years and make you young again. These people start to get into this thing and, you know, you ask them, what is his old age? Stop that. The Bible says he renews your youth like the eagles. He renews your youth. Stop that. You can start a new business at 80. You can go to college at 70. You can do anything. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God can do a work of regeneration in your life. Can catch you up. I love that paragraph in our confession. Where is it? Where's that now? This is my year of on time release. I serve the on time God. And he will be on time for me. I am on time. There is no delay or denial. I am not behind. And I will not come up short. You will never come to a point and then somebody says, this is what is required of you. You say, oh, my memory is failing. I have dementia. That is not for you. That is not for you. Dementia is not for you. I'm telling you now, memory loss is not for you. Now, if you want it, you can take it, but it's not for you. It's not the will of God for you. God wants to make your mind like the mind, like the sharp mind of a young person. I will not be behind. I will not come up short. The stack of blessings prepared for this season and every season of my life is manifesting speedily. God is turning the hand of the clock and restoring to me everything that is rightfully mine. Turning the hand of the clock. What does it mean when God said, I will restore to you the years? What does that mean? If God said, I will restore to you the years, what does that mean then? What does it mean? If God said, I will, and it's a promise in the word of God, and it's not just a promise in the Old Testament, because in that same scripture, in Joel chapter 2, that's the same scripture where the Lord spoke that, and then he started speaking about the Holy Spirit. And that scripture in Joel chapter 2, we saw the manifestation of it in Acts chapter 1, when the Holy Spirit was poured out and everybody gathered together and they said, oh, they are drunk, because they heard them speaking in all their land. Oh, they are drunk. There's something going on with them. Peter said, no, we're not drunk. This is that which was spoken by the mouth of Joel, the prophet Joel. This is it. This is it. Well, don't take one part and leave the other. I said, don't take one part and leave the other. Don't take, oh, the Holy Spirit is poured out. But then he said, I will restore. Before he said the Holy Spirit will be poured out, he said he will restore your ears. All in the same breath. Don't take one and leave the other. You take, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see dreams. Your women, no. Don't take that and then leave off where he says, the years that have been destroyed by canker worms and palmer worms, I will restore. And then don't leave that out. And where he said, my people shall eat in plenty and my people shall never be ashamed. Oh, glory to God. Shame becomes a foreigner from your life from this day forward in Jesus' name. No more shame for you. I said, no more shame for you. Anything that causes people to laugh at you is over. They will never laugh at you again. From this moment, people will laugh with you. I said, from this moment, people will laugh with you. Like they laugh with Sarah, they will laugh with you in the name of Jesus. You will gather people together and you throw a party. I say, laugh with me. Laugh with me. Because God has been good to me. And you will not just be talking it like you are just trying to believe it. The evidence will be there. It will be clear, no controversy, that God has been good to shout hallelujah, somebody. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How many more minutes do I have? Like 20. Like 20. Let me try to do something, right? Let's try to do something. I don't know. I just don't feel like doing it. Sorry. I don't feel like, you know. I'm just doing, thank you. We're doing something right now. That's true. Right now we're doing, the Holy Spirit is doing his thing right now. Amen. He is turning it around. Thank you for that song. Yes, he is turning it around. Yes, he is turning it around. You speak to your blood cells. You know, they say cancer. What's the cancer? Something is eating up. Describe cancer to me now. It's, thank you. What if God speaks to those cells that are eating up and destroying your lively cells? What if God speaks to those cells and those cells stop eating up your lively cells? What's going to happen then? Would you still have the cancer diagnosis? No, you won't. No, you will not. No, you will not. Because the cancerous cells would have been stopped. What was creating the cancer would have been stopped. And God just wants to give us everything. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. God just wants to give us everything that we need for life and godliness. By his divine power. Would you say living a healthy life makes for life and godliness? Would you say being healthy makes for life and godliness? Would you say being able to walk around unaided makes for life and godliness? Would you say being able to take care of yourself, even in your old age? I want to go to grocery store. You get up, get in your car and go. Does that make for life and godliness? Well, the Bible says he wants to give us that by his divine power. Everything we need for life and godliness. He has already, the Bible says, he has already given. He's not trying to think to give it. Isn't that what the scripture says in 2 Peter 1:3? According as his divine power has already given. It's not like he's trying to. He has already given it. The question is, will we take it? Someone say, I'll take it. Say, it's mine, I take it. It's mine, I take it. Shalala Baba. According as his divine power has given unto us all things. You have all things, my friend. You have all things. You don't lack for any good thing. You have all things. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. I was meditating these scriptures towards the end of the year, 2021. And, you know, I mean, pretty much most of these scriptures we look at, there are many of them are in the Old Testament. And this is good for understanding because there is the shadow of things. So we can look at it and see what God did before. And we can kind of say, yeah, he can do that. But, you know, the Lord showed me this scripture and I haven't looked at it in a long time. But I think it's on that card. Where is that card? It's one of those scriptures listed there. Let's see if I can find it. And let's put our eyes on that scripture. It's in Corinthians somewhere, yeah. I think it's 1 Corinthians 3, 21, 22. Let's look at it. 1 Corinthians 3, 21, 22. Let's see what that scripture says. 1 Corinthians 3. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let's read it. Let's not read from 20. Let's read all the way back. Let's read all the way back. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's read. Let's start from 18. Let's read it from 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool so that he may be truly wise. That is, whatever is like a natural advantage to you in this world, don't count it as a natural advantage outside of God. Don't count it as a natural advantage outside of God. Let no man deceive himself. If any man or woman among you seems to be wise in this world, let him or her become a fool. Someone say, I'm ready to be a fool. So that God's wisdom can be made manifest in my life. Say that powerfully. Say, I'm ready to be a fool so that God's wisdom can be made manifest in my life. Let's say this, what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12, I think it is. I'm ready to be weak. Say that with me. I'm ready to be weak so that God's strength can be made manifest in my weakness. Let's say that. Let's say, I'm ready to be weak so that God's strength can be made manifest through my weakness. Isn't that what Paul said? Isn't that what he said? In 2 Corinthians 12. Hold that place there. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 12. Look at what he said. In verse 8, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that he might depart from me. 2 Corinthians 12 from verse 8. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that he might depart from me. And he said unto me, what? My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my weakness or infirmities, so that what? So that what? The divine power, that's that divine dynamis right there, so that that divine dynamis of Christ may rest upon me. Watch what verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, that's weaknesses, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. Watch this. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I'm ready to be a fool so that the wisdom of God can be made manifest in me. I'm ready to be weak. I'm ready to be weak so that the strength of God can be made manifest. I'm not ashamed of the weakness. Jesus. Because this divine dunamis comes with a purpose. The divine dunamis, remember when they were talking about Jesus and they were accusing him that he was feasting with unbelievers, with sinners and drunkards. And Jesus said, a physician, he said, the people who are well don't need a physician. The people who need a physician are those who are sick. He said, and I came for the sick. And as long as you are weak, you need that divine dunamis. As long as you are weak, and as long as you acknowledge that weakness, you need that divine dunamis. Because his strength, isn't that what we just read it? We just read it in 2 Corinthians. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Paul even said, I prayed 3 times, God, take away this thing from me. And God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Oh, Jesus. Because in your need for God, you acknowledge God. In your need for God. Somebody say, I need him. I acknowledge him. I can never be without him. I will never make it without him. In your need for God, you acknowledge God. And the reason for all of that is so that the glory can go to God alone. No man will ever be able to share that glory. No man. When it is all said and done, and people begin to kind of put you on this pedestal, you say, you don't understand. God is just showing up. He's just showing off. That's not me, that's God. See, he gets the glory because you acknowledge your weakness. That's why right there. Are you back there in 1 Corinthians chapter 3? Look at what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let no man deceive himself. Verse 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool so that he may be truly wise in God. Verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, it taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Verse 20. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Look at verse 21. Therefore, let no man glory in men. Oh, I love this next part. For all things are yours. Oh, Jesus. I can't tell you what that scripture did to me. I cannot describe to you in human terms what that word. That's why you see it's on your confession card. It's one of the scriptures right there. Oh, Jesus. Put your eyes on that scripture one more time. Therefore, let no man glory in men. Why? For all things are yours. The reason we don't glory in man, the reason we don't give man the glory, the reason we don't exalt ourselves through man is because man is limited. And so where we take our weakness and where we take our need is not to man. Because then when man supplies the strength you need, when man supplies the resources you need, man will take the glory. Listen to me. When man supplies what you need in your life, man will take the glory. But when Almighty God supplies, oh Jesus. When he's your divine everything, truly, when is your divine everything, glory to God. When is your doctor, he's your lawyer, he's your banker, he's your accountant, he's your healer, he's your strengthener, hallelujah, hallelujah, he's your inspiration, oh Jesus, he's your blessing, he's your way maker, hallelujah. When is your everything, my friend, he alone will get the glory. There will be no controversy. The glory belongs to him alone. The glory, listen to me. The glory belongs to him again. Say it again. The glory belongs to him alone. Help me with my English. The glory belongs to him alone. Say it. From time to time, you need to look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, right there is the image of the glory of God. Right there. Right there. With all of your weaknesses, with all of your blemishes, all those things you cover with mascara and... No, seriously. Right there is the image of the glory of God. Paul said, I am complete in him. You are complete in him. Do you know you are not behind in anything? If you know your covenant right in Christ, you are not alone. Some say, I'm alone. I feel so. You are not alone. You are not alone. Some say, I feel so exposed. I feel so vulnerable. You are not vulnerable. Where do all these fears come from that people live off? Why do they have all these fears? It's because they've given so much room to their vulnerabilities and their weaknesses. Instead of plugging their weaknesses into Christ. And say, here, Christ, take it. That's why that communion is so powerful. We take it all the time. Because every time we take it, we're exchanging our weakness for his strength. Every time we take that communion, we are acknowledging, Lord, we take your strength for our weakness. We take your grace for our lack thereof. We take your favor for our shame. We take your glory. That's what we're doing with that. So every time you acknowledge and you plug in. What's the time? It's almost one. Every time you acknowledge and you plug in, what you are doing is you are receiving what God has for you. So ultimately the glory will be his. And God is saying all things are yours. All things. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. For his divine power has already given us all things or everything that we need for life and godliness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. It is through his knowledge. It is through knowing him. When you know God as your supplier, my friend, you can never lack. You can never lack, my friend. Your salary is not your, supply, it's not your source. No. Someone say, God is my source. Say again, say, God is my source. When you know God as your healer, I mean, God forbid, do you know there are people who are going through surgery? With all the best experts in the world, in the best hospital in the world, they are in that surgery room, and suddenly something can go wrong. Yes. Mm-hmm. Something can, and it could be the least thing that can go wrong. Somebody can forget one tiny little detail, and your life is on the line. Yes, your life is on the line. But if Jesus is your physician, even when the surgeon forgets something, Jesus is always there to remind them. He say, hey, remember, you didn't do that. You didn't put that one there. Put that one there. See why? He's your physician. I say, he's your physician. He said, all things are yours. All. Somebody say it. Say, all things are mine. All things in Christ Jesus, I have all that I need. I have all that I need. I want you to think like that. I want you to be confident like that. Be confident like that. Don't doubt it. Don't let the devil play games on your mind. Be very confident in God. All things. I have all I need. It's not by, no. I have all I need. Tell yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror, even if for any reason everything you have was stripped off of you and you don't have it, I have all things. He'll bring it all back with more. With interest. With interest. Hallelujah. If your bank account gets all the way to zero and minus, look at that bank account. So it's okay. So don't panic. All things are mine. All things are mine. That minus will become plus. It will become plus, 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 plus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Stand to your feet. Let's close this service. Let's close. I didn't plan any of this today, but man, I think we had fun. Hallelujah. Oh man, you are so well set up. You are so well. I just, when I think about what God, excuse me, I forgot I wasn't using a body mic. When I think about what God has prepared for you, I just feel like throwing a party. Seriously. When, if you could see into the spirit, like Pastor Tinu was telling us earlier, you know, said blind them, the prophet said blind them, then he led them, took them to. If your eyes could be open, that man said, he said, oh, alas, what shall we do? He was crying out, what shall we do? You know, we don't have, look at all the soldiers, what shall we do? The prophet said, man, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. They are more. You couldn't see, you couldn't tell by what you could see in the natural. But I'm telling you right now, the authority of the word of God, they that be with you are more. Well, because you have all things. You have all things are yours. All things are yours, all things are yours. So I want you to carry yourself like that. Amen. I want you to think like that. Everything you do, think like that. All things are mine. Don't panic. Don't panic over this. Don't panic over that. It's all things are mine. All things include health. All things. Thank you. Right? He said, whether something is going on in your body, it's all things. It's covered. If it's something going on outside there, it's covered. If it's something that is a dream in your future, it's covered. All things are yours, man. All things are yours. Yeah, well, why you panic? Why do you panic? Why are you afraid? What are you afraid of? All things are yours. You ought to just be rejoicing. Just be dancing and celebrating. Because all things are yours. Hallelujah. And when people start calling you or start panicking and start saying all this, man, you don't know the earth is, the heavens are falling. Or no, just shh. All things are mine. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Somebody lift up your hands to heaven. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Come on. Wherever you are at home, as we close, come on, lift up your hands to heaven and bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, bless his name. Bless his. We have 5 minutes before one. So I have five minutes to rejoice in Christ before I have to start. Come on. Come on. Bless the name of the Lord wherever you are. Come on. Bless his holy name. Come on. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Hey. We bless your holy name, O God. We bless your holy name, O God. We bless your holy name, O God. Shout it out loud wherever you are. Say, all things are mine. 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 Hearts, oh God, we love you. Who can do us like you? Who can love us like you? Who can care for us like you care for us? Who can protect us like you protect us? Who can watch over us like you watch over us, Lord? Nobody, 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 nobody. Who has unprecedented arrangements for our lives like you do? Nobody, nobody, nobody. It's only you. It's only you. And we thank you, God. We appreciate you more than we ever have. We appreciate you more than we ever have. You are more real to us in our consciousness than you have ever been, Lord. We don't just feel you in our natural emotions, in our natural feelings, natural body. No, 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 no. There is a divine reality in our spirit, in our consciousness. We are so confident about you. Hey. What storm? What storm? What wind? What attack? When you are there with us? When you are standing right next to us and you say we are like the apple of your eyes, who? Bible says, who can condemn you when you are already justified in Christ? Who can? Hey, you, who can? He said, he who gave, thank you, Holy Spirit, I heard that. He said, he who gave you, he gave you Jesus. When you had nothing, when you were unsaved, when you were unrighteous. He said, how will he also not freely? That's why I didn't get that. Somebody get that scripture for me somewhere in Romans. How will he not also freely give you all things? Yeah, that's what he said. Where's that scripture? Somewhere in Romans. Thank you. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also freely give us with him? Freely give us all things. That's a scripture for you. Thank you. That's a scripture for you. How shall he not also freely, you don't have to pay for it, you don't have to cry for it, you don't have to beg, freely give us all things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.